And so I asked my friend, I said, hey, is there any way I could train with your school? And he said, I don't know. He was really reluctant. I just said, I never really asked him why. And I haven't regretted it ever since. But I said, hey, can you show me where, can I train with you guys? And he said, no, but let me point you to this other guy. And I said, well, before you do, can you tell me how to find this particular person? His name was Ray Lozada. I said, where do I find Ray Lozada? And he said, he gave me an address. And he said, go see these people. And he didn't tell me who they were. He just said his friend Hans was an instructor there. So I went to go see him, and he said to me, if you don't like what they have to offer, if it doesn't work for you, they'll be happy to tell you where Ray Lozada teaches. I was like, great, you know. Because to me at the time, Ray was like, wow, this guy fights really well. So I went there, and I didn't meet Jamie, or Hines, as I called him. I didn't meet Jamie that the day when I finally went to visit. I went to go visit with my friend Roy. I remember this day so well because it was after a placement test over here. We drove over there to go check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I had met one of the instructors at the time. His name was Elric. And he talked to me for a little bit. And I just stood there watching. You know, Elric was, at the time, he was more concerned about the students' benefit, which I could understand. And I was just there as a spectator to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It was my friend Roy. And Elric says, yeah, we learned from our master Sultan, you know, who's standing back over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked back, and I expected to see like an old guy teaching. Looking around, didn't see anyone. I just saw a lot of people, mostly Filipinos, but a lot of other people. Like, there were a few African Americans there that were learning. And I was just like, okay, can't tell what you're talking about, but hey, this is cool to watch.
Yeah.
And I asked him about the way the training was. And he says, well, like I said, you guys don't wear uniforms. And he said, well, he goes, just like in the Philippines, you don't wear a uniform when
right.
you're in the street. You
right.
know, you got to be ready to go
right.
no matter what you're wearing.
Yeah.
And so that kind of gave me a little bit of a spark, like, wow, okay. So Filipinos were, you know, even though we don't wear like all these great belts and whatnot, it's like, you know, they were ready to go,
mm-hmm.
you know? I mean, I guess that's probably something I may, you know, maybe that might be part of my upbringing through my parents. Maybe it's a genetic thing, I don't know. But I you know, kind of felt that fire, like I was like, wow, I guess that's part of what it means to be Filipino. I mean, maybe that's why I'm, you know, I have a lot of, you know, fire in me when I get into doing things that I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to go fall, I had, that day, I had, after we went to go watch for like an hour, my friend, he was really not into martial arts, and the funny thing is, he was not into learning about the culture either. He was Filipino as well, he was one of my, hey, can you go now, man, and get out of here, and I was like, yeah, sure, let's go. But in my head, I was like, I'm going to come back here next week to check it out. So I ran into my friend, Alex, who happened to be, what's funny is, he was Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, hey, Alex, you know, I found this cool ass school. I knew Alex because we both took karate together. I said, I found this really cool martial arts school that I want to check out again. And then he asked me, he said, you know, I've always had the feeling that where the school we're currently at, the karate school, is kind of selling out, and I wanted to find something real.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, let's go do it. So we went there. And, I mean, that stuck in my mind a lot, just knowing that, okay, you know, the Filipino martial arts I was about to learn was really, you know, it was real.
Mm-hmm.
It was down, and I think that gave me kind of like a spark as to, you know, start learning more about the culture.